Welcome back to the Finsiders on a Friday as we get ready for the Dolphins and the Steelers on Sunday. A little rookie report here. Going to catch up with cornerback Will Davis, first year out of Utah State. They're on the map this weekend. We'll get there. How would you describe your rookie season so far with four games to go?
Oh, man. It's of course, you know, even everything that's going on with the Dolphins has been a emotional roller coaster. You know, having coming in camp and doing quite well, even the coaches, you know, telling me, and then of course getting hurt, you know, nobody wants to get hurt, and you know, when you hurt, I had a torn ligament, and that kind of just changed everything, you know, and how you view going into the league as a rookie, how you view your season's going to be as a rookie, and you know, those dreams, and when you get there, and what's going to happen, and so it was tough, you know, it was tough, and it's been a journey, and of course with the team and the ups and downs we've been through, the wins, the losses, it's been very emotional, you know, and so now getting back healthy, which is good, you know, finally got some playing time last game. I mean, you know, now, you know, it's how I'm happy I'm in there, and that's just, it feels good to go out there and, you know, and help the team out, you know what I'm saying, especially how, you know, good our, you know, our team is, and, you know what I'm saying, so, but it's been, emotional roller coaster, man.
You mentioned all the ups and the downs. What's the main thing you've learned since you showed up here? Because I imagine you come in, you're confident, you're excited, like, yeah, this is going to be it.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
You know,
and yeah.
There are ups and downs. So what's the main thing you've kind of taken away so far?
Mainly is it teaches you that, you know, how to be a professional. And I definitely was not perfect, you know, all the times. I mean, even with talking to the media, I mean, especially all the things we went through and how everything being so national. I mean, I remember the day, you know, when everything kind of went crazy. My mom, you know, called me and was like, are you okay? What's going on? I'm like, oh my gosh. That's when I was like, okay, this is gonna, you know, crazy. Yeah. But it really teaches you how to be a professional on and off the field. And that's one thing I taught is just, you know, how to really, you know, learn how to, you know, talk to people and just, you know, own up to everything and just kind of just make sure everything coming in, coming out, you know, being on time. I mean, everything's just, you know, way more serious. And, you know, football is football. And, you know, you just always think of it as a game. And by this level, it's, you know, it's definitely a job as well. And, you know, and it's more than just going on the field, playing ball. And there's a lot of stuff off the field you have to take care of, too.
Makes a lot of sense and all very true. Cornerback Will Davis is here. Let's talk some football, though, because the other stuff takes care of itself. cold game probably coming up on Sunday in Pittsburgh. Now, you're not one of these South Florida guys.
Nah.
You know? You're from Spokane, Washington. Yeah. You played at Logan, Utah, where I don't know anything about Logan, Utah, other than I'm sure it's cold
oh,
at
it's
times
cold.
There. Yeah, yeah. So this can't be bothering you too much.
To be honest, when we went up to play the Jets, it felt so good to get a sense of reality, you know, how winter is supposed to be. You know, it's December, and I go outside, it's like 80 degrees, something hot, and I'm getting, you know, Snapchat photos from my friends. They're like, man, you're so lucky, it's like 14 degrees sometimes. I mean, one day in Logan, it was like 6. I'm just like, and I can't, like, fathom how it would really be like. And so going up there and feeling a little chill made it, you know, kind of like, oh, man, it feels good to have, like, this is how it really should be. And going up here is going to be fun. And to be honest, you know, I hope I see some snow, you know what I'm saying, and just to get a little winter feel. And then it's going to, I think a lot of the guys, you know, they've, of course, played in cold games here before, but it's definitely different for us, but it's going to be, you know, fun to get into.
Well, you'll probably see some snow this year between this game and then Buffalo 2 weeks from now.
Yeah.
I would guess, if you were guessing, that you'd see some. When you're playing on natural grass surface, though, in those kinds of conditions, I think the thing everybody talks about is the footing. That's the most important thing, you know, when it comes to adjusting, so to speak.
Yeah, and especially with the defense, we're always reacting back, and so, you know, the footing is huge, you know, and that's one thing that when you go into these cold games or wintery mix, I guess you could say, you really got to, you know, get out there early and get a feel of the grass. You know, get out there early, get a feel of the grass, maybe change the cleats if you feel the need to. But, you got to get that done before the game so you can just go in and play and, you know, you're not thinking about it too much.
Cornerback Will Davis is here. I imagine this week as the defense is getting ready for Ben Roethlisberger, that word plaster is being thrown out a little bit from the coaches.
Oh, yeah, because, I mean, that guy, he finds a way to get out of stuff, you know, and definitely, you know, the longer you have to cover, the harder it is, and especially, you know, for DBs out there. And it's hard to, you know, really just stay where everybody's going, and so reacting back here, reacting back there. But he's a guy that can really do it, and, you know, he finds a way out of stuff that seemed pretty crazy. But, yeah, Big Ben is definitely a man. You got to make sure your eyes are on the receivers the whole time, because, you know, when you think you have a sack, you just kind of get out, and then your guy's running down the field. So
I'm talking to cornerback Will Davis, the rookie out of Utah State, who will play tomorrow night, late night, in Fresno for the for the conference championship. How are we feeling about this game? From what I read really quickly, you guys are hot. They're coming off their first loss to Bo Camper, San Jose State team.
Yep, San Jose State.
And but you guys are hot. So we got you and Marlon Moore in the locker room. Everybody all fired up for this one.
Oh, man, I'm, you know, I'm excited, you know, especially the journey Utah State's been through with losing Chucky Keaton and just the faith that, you know, our fans still had in Utah State. And, of course, you know, we needed, you know, Boise State to, you know, of course, take a L. And once they took it, man, it was just like, you know, San Diego State, I think it was. And then it was kind of like, oh, you know, we still got it. And that's how football works sometimes. Mm-hmm. You never know. And we still got back in the fight. And then Fresno State dropping, you know, losing the game was kind of interesting, you know what I'm saying? Because, I mean, in my book, you know what I'm saying, you always want your opponents to win as much games as they can, and then you want to beat them, you sure. know, when you play them, just because it, you know, it makes you look that much better, of course. And but, yeah, it's going to be a tough game. Fresno State's been playing great. You know, the quarterback, they've been just really throwing that thing. And you know, I was talking to the young DBs out there, and especially the senior out there, my boy Nevin, just like, hey, man, it's going to be a huge game. I mean, this is your time to show, and I know his goal is to be here in the league next year too. So I'm excited to watch. I'm excited for the boys out there, man, and I just can't wait. I just can't wait to see him.
Nice and cold in the Valley too, I think, for that game. Yeah. Rainy and gross in Fresno. All right, lastly, you're a soccer guy, which I certainly appreciate. World Cup draw earlier today. The U.S. is going to be with Germany, Portugal, and Ghana in Brazil over the summer. What are your thoughts on the draw?
You know, it's that's going to be rough. I mean, it's going to be – and I guess, you know, playing up against, you know, Germany and stuff like that, the big name teams, and Portugal. I mean, that's definitely a tough road. And Ghana, yeah, like you said earlier, you know, it's kind of been on us, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But, you know, and at the same time, it's kind of bittersweet. You know, one of my favorite players of all time and the guy I like to watch is Ronaldo. And I'm a big Real Madrid fan. And so I was also excited to see where they went. And to have them both in the same in the same grouping is kind of interesting. But, it's yeah, for the U.S., man, it's definitely going to be a tough one. But if they make it out, definitely it'll be all worth it and a lot of confidence. And, like, should be a much easier role than most teams.
He's got a future as a soccer analyst when his pro football days are over if he wants it. Will Davis of the Rookie Corner, thanks for coming in, man. Appreciate it.
Appreciate it, man. Thank you.